was his first name?
Emery.
Oh, Emery. His first name was Emery.
That was his first name, was Emery. Yeah.
Emery.
And that comes out in that book in Salem.
He was born in Pueblo.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so he was your maternal grandfather.
Right.
Okay. Before I forget, let me finish asking you about your parents. Well, your mother was just a housewife. Is that
yes,
what
uh-huh.
she worked?
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
And
cooked for the ranchers. Washed for the ranchers. Ranch
a full time job.
It's a full time job. We had another lady with us most of the time to help with the cooking and the washing and the ironing and the numerous things that go with a large crew. There were times that we had as many as 30 people on the ranch when we were putting up the hay. And when we had horses putting up the hay like that, then if we had a rainstorm this way, all of the people were in the house, all steamy, wet bodies, you know, you can just imagine what that was like.
Really crowded.
Oh, right? You bet.
Did your parents belong to... I'm just wondering, did they belong to any social organizations at all, like the church or farm ranching organization or anything like that?
In the later years, they belonged to some federal ranch organization, and a cattlemen's association. And they belonged to that type of thing, but there were, I guess, Masonic lodges and elk lodges and things of that sort.
Just wondered if they
but my to. And I think my father was an elk for a while, but I think that was the extent of that.
Okay. Now you're I just wanted to make sure I get all the information about your grandparents as well. You told me your maternal grandfather's name. What was your maternal grandmother's name?
Lillian.
Now where was she born?
She was born in Hebron, Nebraska.
Hebron, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did her family move out
yes,
here
after
she was
born? Yes, they came out here. Yes,
And that's where she met?
And that's where she met Grandpa, and they were married then in Pueblo.
Okay. And your grandfather on that side, what did he do for a living? He was a rancher?
He was involved in gold mining and construction.
Huh.
And he brought his family into the wildest places in the world, hunted for gold, and he helped build the a road from Cripple Creek over to Monument.
Really?
And that was when they were trying to haul the gold over to Monument and catch a train going through there. And he helped build that, and it was a tie road. You know, they cut the ties and built the roads. We call them corrugated roads, highways. Did you know what?
No, tell me.
Well, they cut the wood in big chunks, like the larger than the ties that are on a railroad train, and then they laid them in there, and then with gravel and what have you, and packed it in until it became kind of like a wooden highway, so to speak.
A wooden highway. I have never heard of that. That is really something.
Well, it was in the area from Cripple Creek into Monument, and I don't know just which part he was involved in, but he was in part of that area.
My goodness, that is really something. Where was your family on that side, on your mother's side, where were they from originally? I was wondering about maybe their ethnic ancestry, like where they would have been from over in Europe originally. Do you know?
Yes, they were the grandfather of Anthony and John, who came to America in 1635, I think, were from Ramsey Hunt in England. And then part of the family was from Scotland, but I don't know where they came to or from Scotland. But at one time they thought that they had royalty. So they sent part of the family back to help claim the royalty, but they weren't able to do that. But apparently, I think maybe in that period of possibly King Edward, when he was sort of giving a lot of things away, you know, if people stayed in the army and helped him win these battles. Maybe they had something in that. I don't know. But I haven't been able to research that. I have to go back to England to do that.
Look that up. Yeah. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, my. Yes.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I should say.